Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In 2012, we couldn't get enough rain. In the spring of 2013, we got too much during major planting time. Nevertheless, the installations of pivot irrigation systems are on the rise across the state. Davies County Extension agent Clint Hardy.
The drought last year and even in 2011 was dry. You know, we've seen a rapid increase in the number of pivots in use in our counties. Davis County, as well as the surrounding counties, Henderson County, seen a big increase in the use of pivots and the installation of new pivots in the last 12 months to a year and a half.
Hardy says he and Extension agent Mike Smith of neighboring Henderson County put two summer interns, Lauren Settles and Brad Hagen, to work doing some research to help farmers decide if irrigation could work for them.
The first step of this project was basically they created a management survey that detailed equipment, agronomics, and the economics of very experienced users of center pivot irrigation in our area. They identified a series of questions. They went out and made appointments, interviewed these producers, gathered together a great amount of information about how those producers view the agronomics, the economics, and the equipment that they need to utilize those irrigation systems.
We'll be right back.
Every year, Kentuckians dump enough stuff on the ground to fill a football stadium 12 stories high. When it rains, all that trash washes down storm drains and directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's time we all did our part to stop polluting Kentucky's waterways. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
We're back with Davies County Extension agent Clint Hardy, who says many farmers across the state are looking at pivot irrigation, whether in Mason or Union County. The questions are the same. And now, with this survey, there's some solid management information from which to make a decision.
A lot of the questions that we asked were questions that I was familiar with through my individual discussions with these gentlemen. But what was neat about it was an opportunity to basically compile these thoughts and get them in one document that we can pull off the shelf and hand to someone who is grain farming, has no experience with irrigation, and looking to put in a system. It'll help answer some of their questions they might have, or at least they can see what other people are doing and experiencing with their farm irrigation systems.
Clint Hardy says interested individuals can contact their local extension office to obtain his email. He'll be glad to share. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.